Every month we talk about what's happening at the Van Andel Research Institute. To do just that, welcome to you, Dr. Scott Jewell, Director of Core Technologies and Services, Director Pathology and Biorepository Core, Van Andel Research Institute. That's a mouthful. Good morning to you, Scott.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right. Talk about your background so we can understand it.
Oh, well, yes. My background has been in the sciences, obviously. I have a Bachelor of Science degree, Master of Science degree, and a PhD. Focused mainly in pathology, clinical laboratories, and of course research elements of pathology. Those are the kind of the background areas that I had, and then immunology is also a field that I was studying.
When did you come to the Institute?
It'd be 6 years ago, so I've been here 6 years and have enjoyed it every minute. It's been great.
Good that you can share that. So let's talk about the core technologies and services. Give me the 101 here, and how do the cores impact research?
Well, core technologies are a group of technical instrumentation or services that generally are large or very sophisticated. Not every research investigator would be able to manage or have one of those in their laboratory. So, for example, if you have expertise services in pathology, you might have one pathologist for the entire institute. Or if you had a flow cytometer, or you might have, like we have cryo-EM as a new instrument. These are some very sophisticated instruments, usually take technical training to really understand them well. So they're grouped together as services for investigators to use, and they usually have a technical component to them, like another person who's a trained expert in that area to help them with those areas of science and research.
Hence, a pretty big impact on the status of research.
Yeah, so the impact is tremendous, because some of these services, institutions need to have some of the fine technologies in order to find answers to their questions. So for example, I was mentioning things like flow cytometry, confocal microscopy, a number of different types of technologies, genomics, next-gen sequencing, some of those things are very, very important for investigators to find answers to their questions. They can use these techniques and tools to apply their questions and to get answers, and then to make their determinations, ascertain their results.
Mm-hmm. Introduced you directing the pathology and biorepository core. What's a biorepository?
Yeah, so a biorepository is really a collection of biospecimens, and biospecimens can be anything from samples from human subjects as well as other types of groups of studied material, insects, animals, worms, or whatever you want to call them. Really, we do focus on a biorepository for human samples. So we do study cancer, and we do study Parkinson's disease at the Institute. So it's important to have those types of materials from individuals who have been inflicted with those diseases so that investigators can probe their questions within those specimens. So the biorepository is an expert in terms of collection, usually working with community hospitals or other services, preparation of the samples, an analysis of the samples, storing the samples, and then, of course, retrieving them for use when they're needed. And this is something that happens very frequently, not only in our research institution, but throughout the entire country. And so these are also expert services that we are able to provide, not only to our own investigators, but also the ability to provide that for the National Cancer Institute and other NIH institutes as well.
Hence, very important.
Yeah, I think that does have, from my point of view, it has a very, very important aspect to it, and it does create some challenges in order to get these things done. But there are Van Andel Research Institute has been supporting this concept very, very well, and of course it aids a lot to their research activity.
Cool. Let's talk about your own biorepository that was in the news quite a bit last year. So tell us about some of the big projects that this has been involved in.
Yeah, so they go by a lot of different acronyms, which obviously are not very helpful in meaning, but the one that we're doing right now that we were funded recently is the NCI, is the National Cancer Institute, CPTAC, they call it, which stands for Clinical Proteomics Tumor Analysis Consortium. And what that really means is that that whole project is one that NCI developed in order to try and compare protein structures, changes and mutations in proteins of cancers to their other larger project that they have just completed not too long ago, which was the Cancer Genome Atlas. And so the Cancer Genome Atlas, or the TCGA, was being used to kind of study the genetics of cancer and the disease. And now they're looking at how the genes, which then go on to produce proteins, how the proteins are affected as well, and how they may signal or be able to be recognized or diagnosed in terms of disease. So we're the biobank for the NCI CPTAC, so the only one in the country doing that job. It's a large job with as many as 18 different sites collecting human tumors, up to 2,000 different tumors, 10 different cancers, for the analysis and study of proteins and to compare it back to the genome as well. That's the one project we're doing now. We have just also recently, we're finishing up what's called the GTEx project, which was another very large NIH project developed from the NIH Common Fund. That's when multiple institutions come together and say they want to do a very large study, and they need large amounts of funds to do that. And so in that process, we're also the biobank that actually produced biospecimen kits and sent them out to the collection sites, received the samples, did all the pathology preparation, sent samples off for genome analysis. And that's GTEx is basically a gene expression of normal tissue. And that is also then being used as a baseline to compare to other diseases and especially in cancer. Then we've been doing the COMPASS project along with our partner Spectrum Health, who has been involved in that as well. But that's with the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation. We've been doing that for 6 years, and we're the team that produces the kits, that collects the specimens. We then isolate tumor cell populations, which then go on to next-gen sequencing. And so what that project is, and the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation is trying to understand all the mutations, there's many of the mutations that can happen within subjects who have both the disease and then may relapse. And then, of course, those are changes within the genome of the tumor as the tumor kind of mutates over time, which may become refractory from other treatments. So it's really trying to understand the basis of genomics in multiple myeloma research and the disease itself so that we can treat it better. Mm-hmm. And then the last group that we're a biobank, the National Biobank for, is the tuberous sclerosis complex, which is a skin lesion. It's a genetic lesion that often happens in children and can occur throughout the body. And so these individuals are also subjected to many, many challenges with both disfiguring kinds of diseases and so forth. So we're also the biobank with that group. And again, by doing that, we're helping to aid the researchers in those specific areas to be able to study that disease.
All with the goals of finding a cure.
Yes.
Finding a discovery, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I trust there are future projects on the horizon for the cores at VARI, Dr. Scott Jewell?
Yes. Well, you know, I think the real challenging thing is to stay as a research institute at the forefront of scientific discovery and technology. And one of the newest thing that we have gotten involved in is the purchasing and the setting up of a cryo electron microscopy or microscope. That is a new kind of a new version. There have been cryo electron microscopes around for a long time, but they're increasing in their abilities and resolution. This allows us to look at, or the scientists who are using it, to look at protein structures. So it's a structural biology review, but down to like 2 angstroms, 2 to 4 angstroms, which for the public, an angstrom is basically 1/1,000,000,000 of a meter. So you're really getting down to very, very, very tiny resolution. And we're trying to understand how the structure of proteins then interact with disease and causes, you know, can help interact in terms of targeting those proteins for either with drugs or how to stop the pathways of where the changes happen in disease. So, the new technologies are very, very important. Van Andel has made a huge commitment towards this technology. It's very expensive, and we are getting 3 different scopes. It'll put the Van Andel Research Institution kind of on the map for this kind of work, and it'll all be set up and completely going by the fall of this year.
And that's why you certainly ask for support to the research and for us to lend our assist in any way we can. How can people learn more?
Well, they can certainly just visit us at www.vai.org, and on that website there is an activity that we're able for them to be able to communicate with the Institute, the development team, and so forth for gifts that they might be helping the researchers themselves. So please look us up and give us a call and help us meet the mission of research.
And the Jewels do what for fun?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was thinking, kind of boring, really.
I mean, oh, wasn't going there. I just balanced.
But No, I love gardening, and I love you know, just exercising, walking, doing other sports, and loving to go to sports activities, and of course visiting with friends and family. So nothing super great there, but I tell you, I do love going around West Michigan and seeing all the sights in West Michigan.
Yeah, our own backyard is our playground. VAI.org, again, for more information. Dr. Scott Jewell, director of several venues, the Core Technologies and Services, in addition to the Pathology and Biorepository Core with Van Andel Research Institute.